Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second, the second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting third, the left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth, the center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Kress reaches second base with a double. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander is thrown out after the base hit. Koenig scores. Stone moves to third. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. Rogel moves to third. Richardson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Richardson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a line drive towards short. Levy catches it and throws to first to double up Hayworth. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone bunts towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Kimsey covering. Safe. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Levy reaches third base with a triple. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levy scores. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt bunts towards third. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Melillo scores. Betancourt moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Levy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Browns. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Kimsey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Herring now pitching. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schulte hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Walker reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Walker scores. Rogel moves to second. It's 9-4, Browns. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Richardson moves to second. Two outs. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring takes first base on ball four. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Koenig moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Koenig moves to third. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Betancourt strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Levy bunts towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Betancourt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Betancourt. Rogel moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richardson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Browns. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herring moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Koenig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Herring scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-7, Browns. Sam Gray now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 7. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Schuld hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 4 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Schuld moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schuld scores. Burns moves to third. It's 10-7, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Kress moves to second. It's 11-7, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Schuld settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.